Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. In these teachings, Pastor Rick shows you how to make the most of the seasons of life, no matter which one you're in. In just a little while, we're going to tell you about a one-of-a-kind resource that will help you draw closer to Jesus. It's called the Journey with Jesus Deluxe Gift Book. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Season of Parenting.
Number five, kids need celebration. Celebration. And what I'm saying here, that's just a fancy word for fun. Families ought to have fun. The home should be a place to play. Really. And this is a major fault in many, many homes where the parents are basically good parents. They're watching out for their kids. But you know what? You just don't have enough fun at home. You don't. You know why? You're too busy. And you come home with your to-do list after work's over. And all that stuff's got to be done. And you just don't have time for fun. Now, do you endure your kids or do you enjoy them? Kids need celebration. Look at this verse. People ought to enjoy every day of their lives. Notice it says every day. People ought to enjoy every day of their lives, no matter how long they live. Families ought to be fun. They really ought to be fun. You know, I have to be honest with you. My kids couldn't care less that I've written four books. It's no big deal to them. They're not impressed about the awards I win or the honors that I receive. What they want to know is this. Is Daddy fun? Is Daddy fun? And that's the thing that they're going to remember when they grow up. Daddy was fun. And I work at this. And we have at our house what we call at Daddy's Magical Mystery Tours, where periodically I just shake the whole schedule up and say, forget with routine, we're going to go have fun. And I have been known to wake up the kids in the middle of the night and put them in the car and go somewhere in the middle of the night and do something outrageous on a school night. And so what if they miss a day of school? They're going to remember that event. That's what they're going to remember. And they're going to remember the event that I've got them up real early in the morning and made them eat French toast that I colored green. And I could go on and on and on about the goofy things that I do with my kids. You have fun with them. You enjoy them. Because no single day of routine is going to make or break their life. But a single special event that is so wild and crazy and fun, kids will never forget. So we want everything to be as fun as possible. And since I want my kids to have a positive attitude toward the Lord and toward church, we make church as fun as possible. And we laugh. And we do things like, you know, we laugh at bulletin bloopers. In fact, we collect them. I thought I'd read a few of them to you today from our collection. These are actual bulletin bloopers. Don't let worry kill you. Let the church help. Remember in prayer the many who are sick of our church and community. Thursday, there will be a meeting of the Little Mothers Club. All wishing to become little mothers, please see the minister in his study. Actual announcements. This being Easter, we've asked Mrs. Lewis to come forward and lay an egg on the altar. A bean supper will be held Tuesday evening in the church hall. Music will follow. At the evening service tonight, the sermon topic will be, What is Hell? Come early and listen to the choir practice. Yeah, right. This afternoon there will be a meeting in the north and south ends of the church. Children will be baptized at both ends. Well, Wednesday, the Ladies Literary Society will meet and Mrs. Johnson will sing "Put Me in My Little Bed," accompanied by the Reverend. On Sunday, a special collection will be taken to defray the expenses of a new carpet. All those wishing to do something on the carpet, please get a piece of paper. The service will close with little drops of water. One of the ladies will quietly start and the rest of the congregation will join in. And then often in our family, just for the fun of it, we do Bible quizzes. And we look for funny things in the Bible. For instance, verses like, why is it spiritual to be overweight? Leviticus 3:16 says, all the fat is the Lord's. What do John the Baptist and Winnie the Pooh have in common? Same middle name. How does a California Christian know when they've been sunburned? They die and go to heaven and God says, well done. Let me tell you something. If you're not having fun with your kids at home, you're not celebrating, don't be surprised if they don't want to spend time at home. And if you don't have fun with your kids and really enjoy them, don't be surprised when they grow up and move out that they don't want to come back very often. Because they won't remember it as a place of, boy, that's a place to go and have fun. That's a place to go and have fun. You need to not just endure your kids. You need to enjoy them. Number six, kids need challenges. They need experiences that stretch them, that reveal their talents, that expose their spiritual shape and develop that shape for ministry. They need challenges that are where they develop responsibility. You see, one of the most important life skills that all of us have to learn is how to be responsible. Now, how do you teach responsibility to your children? There's only one way, folks. Give them the opportunity. Trust them with responsibility. Nothing develops us faster. Nothing develops us faster. Nothing develops your kids faster than trusting them with responsibility. Giving them control. Will they make mistakes? Absolutely. You did too. Growing up, you did too. Will they sometimes be irresponsible when you give them responsibility? Yes, they will. But if you hold on to responsibility, you're actually hurting your children. Because the goal of parenting from the moment they're born is to move them from parent control in the early years to self-control in the middle years, to where they understand God's love and His plan for their life and move to God's control over their life. From parent control to self-control to God's control. That means you have to give up control. And from the moment they're born, you got to start working on that. Because only by giving it away, you see, when we take responsibility for people, we take it away from people. And if you treat your children as babies and you don't let them grow up, you'll have to diaper them the rest of your life and you're filling the world with another codependent person. Howard Hendricks once said, after having talked to many parents, and I've done this too, I've found so many people who would say, if I had to do it all over again, I would do less for my children and make them do and teach them to do more for themselves. If I had to do it all over, I'd do less for my children and teach them to do more for themselves.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
As Jesus made His way to Calvary, on the road called the Via Dolorosa, which translates to the way of suffering, There were 15 stops he made along the way, which hold tremendous significance for every Christian. Since many of us may not be able to travel to Jerusalem to visit this place, Pastor Rick Warren has created a beautifully illustrated book called Journey with Jesus that will give you a way to celebrate, reflect, and pray about what Jesus did for you on the cross. This book is stunning. It has a soft vegan leather cover and is filled with beautiful glossy photographs and colored mosaics that depict the sacrificial journey Jesus made to save us from our sins. The narrative will give you deep biblical insight into the most important event in human history. This powerful resource makes a meaningful gift. It is only available through Daily Hope, and we'll send it to you when you support this ministry with a financial gift. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. By the way, for the next 3 days, anything you donate to this ministry will be doubled by a very generous Daily Hope listener, up to $25,000. So please contact us today, and thank you so much for your generosity. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004, or visit PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle.
Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing this broadcast, and for your faithful prayers, especially your financial support. God is using you in a mighty way to get the message of hope out to a world that's desperately in need of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
When you give to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast, you're supporting the program that received the Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications in 2016. This prestigious award was presented to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope by the National Religious Broadcasters, which is the association for all Christian communicators, including film, radio, television, and digital media all around the world. So we are humbled and honored that our peers in broadcast ministry have selected Daily Hope for this award. We're also honored to be associated with the great legacy of Billy Graham. Most of all, we thank you so much for making it possible. Without you, this broadcast would have never happened.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
And if you treat your children as babies and you don't let them grow up, you'll have to diaper them the rest of your life, and you're filling the world with another codependent person. Howard Hendricks once said, after having talked to many parents, and I've done this too, I've found so many people who would say, if I had to do it all over again, I would do less for my children and make them do and teach them to do more for themselves. If I had to do it all over, I'd do less for my children and teach them to do more for themselves. Because the only way we grow is by being given challenges that stretch us, that develop us, that build responsibility in our lives. Luke 16 says this: whoever can be trusted with a little can also be trusted with a lot. And if you can't be trusted with the things that belong to someone else, who will give you the things of your own? Would you write this down next to this? Kids respond to responsibility. Kids respond to responsibility. And having talked with many parents over the year and seen this in my own life, I believe that it's far better to err. I really do. I believe it's far better to err on the side of giving too much responsibility than not trusting them enough. I really believe that. That it's better to err. You're going to make mistakes either way. But I think it's better to err on giving them too much, trusting them too much rather than trusting them too little. Because your goal is to produce a person who walks not just under their own self-control, but under God's control. Then finally, number 7, kids need consistency. They need consistency from their parents. That we're not fickle, that we're not always changing our mind, that we don't live in a home where the mother or the father is a Dr. Jekyll and a Mr. Hyde and keeps changing back and forth. That's what the damage of alcohol can do and many other things. But our model for consistency, of course, is our Heavenly Father. Psalm 145, verse 13 and 17 says, "The Lord is faithful to all his promises and fair in all that he does." Circle the word faithful and fair. That's what consistency is all about. As parents, we have to be faithful to our promises and fair in our decisions. Because if you're not consistent, if you're inconsistent parents not only produce insecure children, it produces bitter children. There is no greater source of bitterness in people's lives than broken promises. "Oh yeah, son, I'm going to take you out there. We're going to do that. We're going to do it." And then you don't. Now, at this point in the message, you may start to be feeling a little frustrated. Or having gone through the evaluation of these seven areas, you may be feeling a little inadequate. You may even be feeling guilty. And I want to say to you from the bottom of my heart, that's not my point in this message. It's not my goal to work up a bunch of guilt so that you realize how lousy or how much you need to improve in these areas. Because the truth is this. There are no perfect parents. They don't even live on this planet. There are no perfect parents. There are no perfect families because there are no perfect people. And the fact is, you were raised by imperfect parents. And your parents were raised by imperfect parents. And so were theirs, and so were theirs, and so were theirs, because there's never been a perfect person on this earth except for the Lord Jesus Christ. God loves to use imperfect people to get his job done. And so what I want you to do as a result of today's message, if you are in this stage, this phase, this season of parenting, is not to make your goal to have a perfect family, because you're going to fail. But your goal should be to have a healthy family. Not perfect, healthy. You see, my kids are not perfect. They never will be. I don't expect them to be. They never will be, but they are healthy. They are healthy. Now, how do you build a healthy family? The answer is it takes wisdom. It takes wisdom. Look at this last verse in your outline. It takes wisdom to have a good family, and it takes understanding to make it strong. How do you grow a healthy family? Fill your mind with wisdom. You see, here's the problem. We've been talking about all these seasons of life, the season of loneliness, the season of self-doubt. And we've talked about all these different seasons. Today, the season of parenting. In every season, when you enter that season, you enter it as a novice. What did you know about parenting before you became a parent? Nothing. Nothing. What prepared you to be a parent? Nothing, really. Except maybe some of the things you saw your parents do. Which is a good reason to have grandparents around, by the way. Because we start the season as novices, and while they're growing, guess what? You're growing too. The good news is this. There is a place that you can get wisdom for parenting that is absolutely tried and true, and it's worked for generations. It's called God's Word. And if you will build your life around the principles in this Word, and you will establish a relationship with its author, Jesus Christ, he will give you the strength and the wisdom to pull it off, to do the best you can, not to be perfect, but to do it the best you can. What I'm saying to you is this. If you are in this season of parenting right now, take it serious. You can't be a parent in your spare time. I mean, I have people come to me all the time and they say, "Rick, I'm trying to figure out what is God's will for my life." And my first question is always, "Do you have kids at home?" "Well, yeah." "Well, what are you asking for then?" What are you asking for? If you've got kids at home, they are God's will for your life at this season. There will be other seasons for you to do other things. But if you've got kids at home, what in the world are you out there doing something you can do in another season? You made a commitment. You see, parenting involves more than just creating kids. It involves maturing kids. And you're not going to have them forever. It's a season. that they'll be in your home. The secret of becoming a great parent is to become a godly person. That's it. Become a godly person. Ask Jesus Christ into your life to be your Lord, director, guider. Ask him for wisdom from this book. Spend time in it every day. You might go to your children and ask them to pray for you, that you would be a better parent. Some of you may need to go and apologize to your kids. Make an act of reconciliation if there's some bitterness there. Then get involved in a church and get involved in a small group where there are other people going through the same season of life that you are. Now, before we close, let me just say to those of you who are children, a word to you. Your parents aren't perfect. And when you grow up, you're not going to be a perfect parent either. But they are God's will for your life. They are God's will, and God chose them to bring you into this world. So you might want to consider what your attitude should be toward God's chosen people for you. I also want to say to another group of you, now that our parents are growing older, many of you are going into the reparenting phase, where the tables are turned and you find yourself parenting your parents. And I want to say to you about that, that the Bible promises to bless your life. God will bless your life if you honor your father and your mother. Let's pray. Would you say this prayer? Jesus Christ, I want to be all you want me to be. And I want you to help me to influence the next generation by building these things into the lives of the children around me, whether I'm a parent or not. Help me to treat other people with compassion, to build up their confidence, to celebrate our differences, to be consistent with others, to be what you would want me to be. Help me to treat my children and others the way you would, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you missed anything or would like to find out more about this ministry, just go to PastorRick.com. Here's Rick to tell you about a very special gift edition book called Journey with Jesus.
Every year, Christians from all over the world remember the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ by traveling to Jerusalem, where they walk the path that Jesus took on the way to the cross. That path is called the Via Dolorosa, which literally means the way of suffering. I want to suggest a way for you to celebrate and reflect on and pray about what Jesus did for you on the cross. So I've created a brand new one-of-a-kind resource that will take you through the 15 stops that the Bible tells us Jesus took on the road to Calvary and his death on the cross. Now, we're calling this resource Journey with Jesus. Journey with Jesus is a deluxe hardcover gift edition book that's illustrated with really beautiful photos, high-quality glossy photos of mosaic tile artwork that reflect each of the stops that Jesus made on his journey to the cross. You're not ever going to forget this gift. It's a great gift book to keep and to study over and over again, and it'd make a great gift for your family and your friends, too. This gift book is available when you donate to Daily Hope this month.
We'll send you Journey with Jesus as our way of saying thanks when you support this ministry with a financial gift. You want to get extra copies to give as gifts to your friends and family members. This one-of-a-kind resource is only available through Daily Hope. Quantities are limited, so be sure to get yours today. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004, or just visit PastorRick.com. By the way, for the next 3 days, anything you donate to this ministry will be doubled by a very generous Daily Hope listener, up to $25,000. So please contact us today, and thank you so much for your generosity. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.